This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. This is the sound of particle collisions inside the Large Hadron Collider at CERN, as interpreted by the composer Carlo Scarletti. That music is part of a contemporary dance piece inspired by CERN, which is known for producing particle collisions and not contemporary choreography. But gravity, time, and space are forces acting on all of us, and they are also particularly important to dancers. What if a choreographer, then, interested in physics, decided to explore the dance of the particles on stage? You get the piece called Quantum, and my next guests collaborated on that piece. Gilles Gilbert is the choreographer of Quantum. He is also winner of the 2012 Collide at CERN Geneva Award. He was the artist in residence at CERN for 3 months, and he joins us in our CUNY studio. Welcome to Science Friday.
Hello.
Michael Dozer is senior research physicist at CERN in Geneva, Switzerland. Welcome to Science Friday.
Good evening.
And to our listeners, they can watch a video of Quantum as performed by the Brooklyn Academy of Music at our website at sciencefriday.com/quantum, and they'll be at BAM through Saturday. Welcome, gentlemen. Gilles, a contemporary dance does not have rules, right? You wanted to find a system based on particle physics for your dancers. How did you work physics into all of this?
Well, that was quite complicated, I must say, especially that my level in physics was not so great when I got to enter in CERN. But little by little, I started to try to understand what was going on in there. And I was trying to find what I call movement generators. And so I was looking for systematic inside the particle physics that could adapt to the scale, to our own scale.
Mm-hmm. And so you took the music, so to speak. You took the music of CERN, the particles that are going on inside there, and Carlo Scarletti actually put them to music. And then you brought them on stage with dancers, and you have the lights. You have lights, music, dancing, all three together.
Exactly. And the light is an art piece made by a visual artist, Julius von Bismarck, and he was also resident at CERN. And this is what Ariane Cook from Collide at CERN called creative collisions. And it's exactly what happened. I mean, we were there, and just like there's like all these three layers that go one on top of the other, and it just got together like magic.
So that was like you spent 3 months at CERN, so you watched what was going on in CERN and recreated a bit of that magic?
Yes, well, there's not much to see really, because you know they're working in such a small scale that is more the invisible. But what you can see is that all those great scientists collaborating and all those huge experiments that they have. And then you start to understand the size of what they're looking for. And, you know, it's so interesting because, you know, when you talk about matter, what we are made of, what is really the essence of the existence, the essence of the universe. So it was fascinating, really.
Yeah. Michael Dozer, you study the interaction between matter and antimatter, and this is really high-level stuff. How did you communicate these things to Gilles?
It was actually pretty easy talking to Gilles. We were in his studio, a colleague of mine, Nicolas Chanon, and myself, and we answered questions and then coming up with new questions, new ways of explaining things. Gilles and his troupe were extremely interested in symmetries, in understanding Feynman graphs. So we tried to find ways to explain these things by using metaphors, analogies, occasionally the equation or drawing. And as time progressed, the questions became deeper and deeper and deeper, and at some point we also hit a wall of our own ability to explain things.
Hmm. And now you both investigate movement, and you've said, Michael, that physicists don't think in equations, and Gilles has performed his piece several times at CERN. What was it like seeing the Gilles piece? What is it saying to you?
Well, we had a lot of discussions about many different aspects of physics, symmetries in particular, but also weird words like Zitterbewegung, where you sort of describe the movement of particles in space as they move around. the concepts that we talked about at the beginning when the dancers went through them were very concrete, very, very detailed. And then when you see the piece in action later on, you recognize shadows or sort of images mm-hmm. of what we talked about, but it's not literal. And this is the important thing, I think. It's not an illustration of the concepts that we talked about. It's something that grew out of that.
Mm-hmm. Gilles, did the dancers, there were six of them.
Yes.
Did the dancers have to learn physics to understand what they were doing?
I don't think they had to learn physics, but they had to understand some of the system and to understand some of the mechanic of it. So yes, they had to get into it. I was a little bit more advanced, I must say, after my 3 months residency, but it was also fascinating to see them, like how they were drawing Feynman's diagram, and Michael and Nicola, they taught us how to draw those diagrams, and they were drawing diagrams to create interactions between themselves. So that was good. Yeah, it was like a DIY workshop somehow, but talking about really abstract concept and counterintuitive process.
But it was also a very sensual presentation at the same time. It wasn't just particle physics.
Yeah, well, of course, because we are bodies, no? And we are this, so we brought all those mechanics into our scales. And of course, when you put a man and a woman together and they interact, and for instance, we used the ideas of fields or forces or positive, negative. So we have this duo, this section that we call elusive duo, which is when they cannot grab each other, because we pretend that they are like both positively charged, so their connection is impossible. So the movement escape to the other. So there is, of course, you can totally relate to human relations. Mm.
Is there a progression in the dance that follows what's going on in the collider?
No, there's no. It's really what I really liked about this project is that I was totally free in terms of abstraction. I didn't have to justify anything in terms of storyline or it was really about systematic and just like all those bodies, how they were moving, how they were connecting. You know, we are made, matter is holding together. We're not a pile of stuff. I didn't know that. I always thought that we were like grounded. You know, like. Like if, you know, like gravity. But no, I mean, if you're in space, you hold together. And so we hold together without touching each other. So I thought that's quite interesting for dancers that are really used to contact. And for us, contact is very important. So we found ways to be together without contact.
Mm-hmm. And it's very interesting because you use the three different elements, the music, the dancers, and the lights. And being a geeky guy myself, I was mesmerized by the way the lights were all swinging above.
Yeah.
And you say that's very important to what you're doing.
I think,
tell us
yes.
why that is.
Well, because I think in terms of space, it just adds some kind of a certainty to the space. And also it's based on the pendulum principle. And so it's a mix of, you know, very simple physical concept and into quantum physics. And I think there's also something about the aesthetic and about the fact that, you know, CERN was created in 54, I think, and it's a 60 years birthday of CERN. So mm-hmm. is like almost my lifetime. So we are all sons of the atom. So there's also an aesthetic that goes with it, this kind of 50-60 aesthetic and the postmodernism that I'm influenced in dance. So I think there's all those elements kind of get mixed together.
Mm-hmm. Talking with Gilles Gilbert, who is choreographer at Quantum, artist in residence at CERN for 3 months. And they're doing a Quantum at Brooklyn Academy of Music through Saturday. Also, Michael Dozer is a senior research physicist at CERN in Geneva, Switzerland. Michael, was Gilles doing any certain kind of research and experimentation there, you think?
He certainly interacted a lot with the physicists. And I mean, the experiments that they did were both on a mental level, trying to understand the concepts, but also on a very physical level by interacting also with the environment. One of the exercises that he carried out was actually inside the antimatter factory, inside that lab where we do the experiments. Where one of the elements that they played around with was the direction of gravity. Mm. And so there was also an experimental side to just exploring different movements in a industrial environment.
Mm-hmm. Now, Gilles, you were at CERN when the Higgs boson was discovered. What was that like?
Well, actually, it was not discovered. They confirmed its existence.
They confirmed.
Yeah, it was very emotional. I mean, that really, I didn't expect that. I was there. I saw Mr. Higgs, and he's like the age of my mother. And he, in 1964, that's when they predicted the Higgs, and that's exactly the year I was born. So it took my lifetime for them to get to the conclusion and to say, yes, that particle is actually existing. So there was, that's what I discovered, that all this, the human side of physics. And I thought it was a very cold and distant field, but no, they're very human, and there's a lot of passion, and I was so happy to be surrounded by so many passionate people.
Do you feel that way, Michael? Do you feel that finally someone has discovered that side of the science that goes on down there?
Yeah, it's one of the things we really try to communicate. People have the feeling that science is often very dry, and in reality it isn't. It's a very human endeavor. It's very passionate. People are really motivated by the discoveries, by the research, by the challenges. And it's nice to be able to show that side of research as well.
We're talking about dancing to the music of CERN this hour on Science Friday. Our number 844-724-8255. 844-SCI-TALK. You can also tweet us at SciFry. Why is it so important for a place like CERN to have an artist-in-residence program, an arts program there?
There are two aspects to this. One of them is that artists have always been fascinated by science, and there have been many, many interactions in the past already between artists and scientists. At CERN, this has happened in the past as well, and it was felt by many people that we should try to bring the artist interactions, or those artists who come in, to the same level as the scientists. Scientists go through many, many hoops in order to get their projects approved, and it's important that the artistic side of things also satisfies these quality requirements. But more importantly, I think it's part of a dialogue. CERN research, high energy physics, all these areas are part of culture, as is the arts. And we think it's just important that there be an interaction between different areas in culture, communication, communities talking to each other and exploring each other's activities. So in that sense, there are these two areas where artists and scientists can communicate, exchange, and perhaps even build upon each other.
Gilles, you agree with that?
Oh, yes, totally. And I think when I was talking with some of the scientists, they were sometimes surprised how I was working. They're like everybody else. I'm surprised to see how they work. They were surprised to see how they work. Sometimes they didn't know that we were using, being so conceptual or so systematic, analytic, that we need also to do research. You know, maybe sometimes people have an idea of art that is a very illustrative process. Especially contemporary dance, where, you start with an empty space and then nothing happens. You need to put your body into action. So you need to find your reason to move. I want the dancer to move by themselves. So they need to generate the movements by themselves. So that it obliges me to find a lot of systematic. And that's always the discussion was there. They were like, I didn't know it was so complex to create choreography.
I'm Ira Flatow. This is Science Friday from PRI, Public Radio International. Gilles, have any follow-up? Going to do anything, another dance in mind that might have a physics content? Or is this, well, are you going to just move on to something else?
I think is going to be a long process. The question of gravity, for instance, is something that is really bubbling into my mind, because now I realize that I'm just gently floating on top of the Earth. My body is mostly empty, so now I'm starting to think that maybe I could think in a different way the motion of my body into space. And now I'm also interested in neuroscience, actually.
What other questions? Neuroscience, you think something about the mind. Is this going to inspire you to think differently now when you put performances together?
I think
a different view of life?
Yes, and I think what I learned is that I learn to learn, and that's what I really take out of this residencies, and also the collaboration. They call themselves a collaboration. That's really also was really interesting to me to think things in the way of a collaboration.
And Michael, has working with Gilles changed your approach or thinking about things?
I hope so. The only thing that I can hope is that it helps me see things in a new light. One of the most challenging things is to come up with new ideas when you're faced with problems. And I think one of the things that I did learn is how to work, not go straight towards the goal, but enjoy the meanderings and discover something perhaps much more interesting on the way.
And it took art to teach you that.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And you must be very happy, Gilles, to contribute to that
process.
Yeah,
well, hopefully I did contribute. And I think that was really nice because I felt embedded in the lab. I felt that I was doing my thing. I was doing my research as seriously as they're doing. Of course, it's a very short period of time. But yes, I think that is what Michael said before, the fact that they put us on the same level and this is really, I think, very important and very fruitful for everybody.
Mm-hmm. And you're on tour with Quantum. You're going to be at the Brooklyn Academy of Music through Saturday. And where do you go from there?
And then we go to San Francisco, the Odyssey Theater. And then we go to Vancouver. And then we go down to Chile and three cities in Brazil, then back to Switzerland, and then we go back to Peru.
Well, I hope you give those dancers a rest. They worked so hard. I saw them dancing. They were sweating out.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah. And all economy flight. All economy flight.
Well, I hope you feed them well because they really work. I don't know how. That's why they do that thing and I can't. And
We do.
You do that stuff. Thank you both, gentlemen, for taking time to be with us today.
Okay, thank you.
My pleasure.
Gilles Jobin is a choreographer, winner of the Collide at CERN Geneva Award winner, and he's a 2012... That was that award. He's based in Geneva, and he is currently shepherding Quantum around the country. Michael Dozer is senior research physicist at CERN in Geneva, Switzerland. Thank you both for taking time to be with us again today.